Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Roy's here. I see him. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda, but I do have one announcement for the board members. If board members in the future are ever contacted by applicants during the application process outside of the public hearing, please instruct the applicants not to contact you or involve you or copy you on emails or text messages. We have an application tonight, and Mr. Ali was copied on some things, and while he did nothing improper, he has agreed to step down on that because he was involved in the application before it got to the public hearing side of it. So while Mr. Ali is doing the proper thing, I just want to caution the members, if this ever happens in the future, please tell the applicants to take you off the copy list, don't email you, and don't contact you in advance of the public hearing. All of the applicants are entitled to an impartial hearing at the public hearing, and nobody should be predisposed ahead of time. That's
Thank
all
you. Thank you, sir. Let's move on to item number six, 25-ZB-25V, T-Mobile Northeast LLC.
Is Ms. Britton present?
Yes, I'm here.
It's all yours, Ms. Britton.
Good evening.
And just understand, the board has heard dozens of these, so keep it quick.
Yeah, read the digest version, please.
Absolutely. I think I was here back in the fall on one, so I will keep it quick. Victoria Britton for the applicant T-Mobile Northwest LLC. I have with me, should you hear to, wish to hear from him, Peter Tardy, who's our engineer. We are here requesting an interpretation of the zoning ordinance to allow for administrative approvals. T-Mobile proposes to add 12 panel antennas, 8 remote radio heads, a gas generator, and an equipment cabinet and other ancillary equipment on an improved and operating communications facility on an existing water tank. I believe there are, I know AT&T is on the tower already. I think Verizon maybe as well. But that is our request, and don't know if the board has any questions for us.
And the antennas that you're adding are below the highest set of antennas on the tank. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So you're not exceeding the height of the highest antenna?
That is correct.
And the storage cabinets that you're using are smaller than the ones that are presently on the site?
That is also correct.
Okay, so you're not creating any new variances?
No.
You're not going over the height?
No.
And you're not expanding the ground facility?
No.
Okay. And this application or this water tank received all the approvals necessary to put the original antennas on the tank?
That is correct, and we're not, you know, going against any prior approvals.
Okay. Have you submitted an RF report?
We have one. We have not submitted it. We figured it would be a condition of approval, so we would submit it.
It will be if you have not submitted it. Yes. Have you obtained a structural analysis to see if these antennas can be added to the water tank?
I believe a structural analysis was submitted. Let me just take a look.
It was not part of your application process, so that if the board acts in the affirmative, that would also be a condition of approval.
Our application says that we submitted one from September 17th of 2024, but if we didn't, I can resubmit it.
It was not in the papers that I reviewed. Maybe I missed it, but in any event, that will be a condition.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that there are any further issues on this matter. I think you can proceed unless you have questions.
No. Has any of the members of the board have any questions for this application or this interpretation? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this? Laura?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this.
I'll second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Britton, will we memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Move on to item number 7, 25-CV-09V, Qasim Badat.
Is Mr. Badat present?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mr. Badat, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Qasim Badat, 617 Buckingham Drive, Piscataway.
Thanks. You can put your hand down and explain to the board why you're here.
Yes. So good evening, members of the board. My name is Qasim Badat. I reside at 617 Buckingham Drive, and I appreciate your time today to consider my application for variance relief. I'm here to present a thoughtful and modest proposal that aims to meet my family needs while respecting the zoning requirements and neighborhood character. I understand the board takes all variance requests seriously and appreciate the opportunity to present my case. I'd like to briefly walk you through the project and explain why we are requesting the approval.
Can't hear him.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Badat, can you speak up? Because I'm also having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I won't be able to do minutes if I can't hear you.
Can you hear me clear now?
I can hear you, but perhaps if you could get closer to your microphone, we would hear you better.
Okay. Okay. So hopefully this should be a bit more clearer than earlier.
It's much better. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. Yes, I'm aware of, you know, I have pre-existing non-conformities in terms of the lot size, the weight depth, setbacks, and, you know, the others. Also, in terms of the building coverage, you know, the zone limit is 20%, and my proposal is 20.5. You know, the slight above the limit is due to the existing shed, which I have. So we are not adding any impervious surface or significantly enlarging the footprint. We're simply building above the garage, which is minimizing the impact on land and stormwater drainage. So the reason for the addition is mainly because, you know, the new master bedroom suite, which I'm adding above the existing garage, is to allow for my family. You know, I have three kids. We are short by, you know, two bedroom, one because of the, you know, for the additional child, and also work from home. So I need a home office. Currently, I'm just working from my bedroom. So that's what the need is in terms of the, you know, the reason for my expansion.
Okay. Jonathan, could you jump in here with some ideas?
Yes. So we have a couple comments here. There's a structure located in the southwest corner of the property. It's in the storm drainage easement. We'd like to see that removed.
Yes, definitely. So that is just a temporary seasonal structure that was put in place, you know, to celebrate my son's graduation. But, you know, it's just like hooked using some nails on the floor, on the ground, and can be easily removed. So yes, that's definitely going to be removed.
Okay.
Okay, and great.
We'd also like to see the shed removed to get us down to the 20%.
So the shed needs to be removed in order to get to 20%. I mean, it's only 0.5. Is there any room for any other changes?
Unless there's a reduction to the footprint of the building, no. I think the shed reduction would be far, far easier for you to do between the two.
Okay. So if I were to revise the reduction, I mean, would that Would that be helpful? I mean,
we want the building coverage to be no more than 20%. So okay. However you'd like to do that.
Okay. Okay, that's, yeah, I can comply with that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And
anything else, John?
Temporary structure. We won't allow any permits without that temporary structure still up. So once it gets down, we can really get things.
We can proceed. Okay. That's okay, Mr.
Yes, definitely. So okay. Yeah, that structure will be removed. Definitely, there's no question.
No. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this witness or this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
Not one, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with the stipulations made by Jonathan. Please call the roll.
I need a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good night, sir. Let's move on to item number 825-ZB-21B, Alicia Jimenez.
Hi, yes.
Hello, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Alicia Jimenez. My address is 20 Mitchell Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Can you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm here. We just purchased this house in February. And there was an existing bathroom put in, a second bathroom in the second garage. And it is 0.5 wider than the code requires.
So you're seeking relief for that bathroom in the garage?
Yes.
Let's see if our experts have any comments on it. Jonathan, you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the way that the floor plan is after the this bathroom was constructed illegally, and the resulting floor plan has no car bays that are up to code. So it's unusable as a garage per code. And while we note on our report that there's no impact to the neighborhood, the community at large, it's still legally built. We spoke about this with our building subcode official, who also raised concerns. So we feel that the shower has to be removed as a minimum. And then the wall, there needs to be some modification of the walls to allow at least one of these bays to be conforming to the code, 12 feet by 20 feet.
Okay, so the wall and the shower would have to be removed?
Yes.
The wall needs to be moved.
The wall, right. Wall needs to be moved. Shower needs to be removed.
And all of that work would have to be done with permits.
Okay.
You can keep the sink, you can keep the toilet, but the shower's got to come out.
Okay.
It's a good deal because normally we don't allow something. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Alicia, no, you go.
So I'm just trying to understand. So we're not allowed to have a shower, a second shower, but the toilet and everything else can stay.
That is correct.
I think as it is right now, the staff doesn't feel comfortable with it being allowed.
Okay. Okay.
I suggest we postpone this to a later date so she can come back with new plans. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, that would allow the applicant to avoid starting all over. This way she could go.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to deny it tonight.
Right. That's the
rather than deny your application.
No, postpone.
Mission man is rather than deny your application tonight in its present status.
Okay.
We're going to postpone this, which gives you and affords you an opportunity to come back with different plans as to the removal of the shower and the moving of the wall.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Any other?
I recommend that the board put this off for a minimum of 60 days to allow the applicant to get a plan.
Okay, that sounds good.
Ms. Jimenez, you're going to have to go get an engineer and come up with an alternative plan. It's going to take you some time. Normally, the board adjourns these things for 2 weeks or 4 weeks, but I think it's going to take you longer than that to get that. So would you consent to an adjournment of 60 days?
Yes.
Okay. What are we looking at, Laura, out 60 days?
I'll try. Mm-hmm. You want to do the end of June, June 26th? That's pretty close.
Okay, Ms. Jimenez, you want to shoot for June 26th? And certainly, if you're not ready to go at that time, you can notify the board and we can carry it again.
Okay.
Okay, so anybody here on the Jimenez matter, it's going to be carried to June 26th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're getting is my announcement here tonight.
Okay. See you in a couple of months, Ms. Jimenez.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Let's move on to item number 9, 25-ZB-23V. Miguel and Leticia, is it Uhl?
Uhl.
Okay, I'm not that far off.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Uhl, are you both going to testify tonight?
Yes.
Okay, could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
My name is Leticia Uhle, and my husband.
And my name is Miguel Uhle.
At 303 Kelmer Court, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We are the variance for, we installed a fence, which is we didn't know that we are not or allowed because we're in the corner lot. So it was like against the setback, they call it setback.
Did you have it installed professionally or did you do it yourselves?
We had somebody installed them.
And they didn't go down to town hall to get the paperwork provided that showed where the easement was?
No, sir.
Okay. No, it's not on you then, unfortunately. We get these cases all the time. Jonathan, can you offer some solutions?
Yes. So we would like to see the fence moved along Joyce Drive. It's a 25-foot requirement. We'd like to see the fence 12 feet, 10 feet from Joyce Drive. And there needs to be, since the fence is already installed, we'll waive the requirement for utility mark out of the installation within the easement area. And just an understanding, a memorandum of restriction, understanding for the access to the easement area in regards to the shed and the fence.
Can you agree with that?
Yes. The existing shed right now is in pretty good shape. So I can adjust the length so that it's going to be like 3 or 4 feet from the property line.
If you can move it so it's in a conforming location, that would be perfect.
Yes, I can reduce the length.
Okay. Yeah, we want it to be at least 3 feet from that rear property line.
Yes, right now it's like in a 2 feet.
And then when you move the fence in from Joyce, we want to see landscaping installed along Joyce.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Agreed. Okay. Sounds good. Any other members of the board have any questions, comments?
So I have to move back the fence along Joyce Drive like 10 feet, right?
10 feet, right, okay. Instead of 25.
Okay, 10 feet back.
Yes. Yeah, that's.
Is it 10 or 12, John?
It's currently 5 feet back, so we'd want it moved. If the fence is an 8-foot panel, we'd probably say one panel back. That would result in half the distance that's required for the zone.
Yes.
So one panel, approximately 8 feet back, resulting in a setback of approximately 13 feet from the property line.
Okay. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Okay, great.
Any
other members of the board have any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application? All right.
No one, Chairman.
Seeing none, I'm going to make a motion to approve this application. Got to get a second.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Let's move on to item number 10, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of April 24th, 2024.
First resolution, Michael Grab. This was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sophia Arain. We voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is the application of Wafiq Gurgis. This was an application that was denied by the board. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, Norma Pena. This was a certificate of non-conforming use, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally, the application of Kristen Loria, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay. Item number 11, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of April 24th, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Item number 12, adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for all your help. Appreciate it.
Have a good night, everyone.
In a couple of weeks.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.